From the studios of Books in Motion, in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly, reading The Bell Witch, An American Haunting, edited by Brent Monahan. Let's begin with the editor's preface. Hell hath no limits, nor is circumscribed in one self-place. For where we are is hell, and where hell is, there must we ever be. A quote from Christopher Marlowe, Faustus. The story of the Bell Witch is true. My task is to convince you to believe this, in spite of the fact that you may know me to be a writer of supernatural fiction. Unless I succeed, you will be cheated of the experience of wonder and terror that the tale should rightly produce. This event from the early days of Wilderness America involved real people and real places. You can do as I did and visit Adams, Tennessee, where you can stand before the graves of many of those involved in the Bell Witch haunting. You can visit the archives of Tennessee and satisfy yourself that the author of the narrative that follows was an actual state politician in the first half of the 19th century. Although this story is not of my invention, it is because I am a horror writer that I became involved early in bringing to light the manuscript that follows. While I was pursuing my doctorate in music from Indiana University, Bloomington, I developed a close friendship with another student, Clarissa Davenport Baer,